American to the future.
是第二次世界大战以来最低的时候.
They have a low opinion of life since the World War II.
他们认为美国未来的经济不好, 就业市场不好, 教育制度不好.
You see the economic depression in the future, as well as the education, as well as the educational system.
So, people普遍对未来失去盼望.
So they lost a hope for the future.
如果今天在我们当中，我们有认识的朋友，或者我们自己偶尔也会对未来失去盼望，我们真的。 就是和美国极大社会的群体所感受的一样。
So if you're a friend, even yourself is lost your hope, maybe we are kind of in the same kind of a situation as most American thing at this moment.
所以如果我们把现在所处的时代形容成一个黑暗的时代, 我们真的是要说圣经已经告诉我们现今的世代邪恶。
If we describe that today, the current situation of our world is in darkness, actually it's already mentioned in the Bible.
不但我们听见世界各处有战争的风声,
we can hear a lot of rumors of war in many nations in this world.
这些龙卷风, 海啸, 大地震, 甚至野火烧山, 好像已经快要变成家常便饭一样的稀松平常。
So we have different kinds of catastrophe, as for example, earthquake, tsunami, as well as the fire all over the forest. So this is if this continue to happen, it will be very normal. We will treat all this catastrophe as very normal in our life.
所以虽然人类有历史以来天灾人祸就不断发生，但是我们发现在20世纪以及进入21世纪之后，它的强度、它的密度都是在急剧的增加。
We can see during this 21st century, the intensity of the catastrophe has become larger and larger, increasing.
而在美国的社会里，我们也看见不但是 COVID-19 让我们的生活受到很大的冲击，也因为黑命贵的运动在社会上产生极大的暴动。
As well as we have a resistance now, as well as the COVID-19 in the society, American society, now we are facing resistance as well as a COVID-19 attack.
不但公权力、法律制度受到挑战。 人们在商店里面打砸抢烧。
So we can see a lot of robbery happening and hijack happening and different awful things happening in our society now.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果我们在这个黑暗中，我们要知道曙光在哪里。今天这一篇信息是为我们预备的。
So in the midst of all this darkness, where we can find the hope, where we can find the light. So this is the message I'm going to tell you today.
耶稣说：“我并没有撇下你们为孤儿，我必会再来。”Jesus
said, "I never forsake you. I will come again."
而圣经里面也告诉我，也告诉我们，透过大卫的经历，他知道神的话是他脚前的灯，路上的光。So
we can see from the Bible, the King David said in the Psalms that "Your word is the lamp of my feet and the light of my path."
Pastor Rick Warren, 他常常讲。 他说：“我们是神所创造的，因此上帝最知道我们生命里需要什么。”
So, like Huali Kemusi, he said that in our we are created by God, so we have a purpose, and God knows what we need.
而他给了我们这一本圣经，就是我们人生的指南。
So he gave us this Bible, as this is the word of God, is our guidance.
所以神已经透过他的话，在黑暗里知道我们必然会经历过黑暗的世代，但是神的话为我们指出了方向。So
God knows that in the midst of darkness, we need a guidance, and that the word itself gave us a guidance in the midst of all this darkness.
所以我们不会被黑暗吞噬。So
that we won't be swallowed by the darkness.
所以虽然活在一个邪恶的世代里，我们还能够发出光来。So
in the day of wickedness, we still can shine for Jesus.
不但我们发出光来，而且我们经历过黑暗，要成为得胜者。
So So we can be the victory. We can be the victory once if we can really shine upon Jesus in the midst of darkness.
因此，今天的信息就是我们要从黑暗里，那个黑暗的暗夜里看见曙光。
So today our message is how we can see the light in the middle of darkness.
神已经把一切要向我们启示的显明在圣经里，在圣经就有许多的实例，让我们看见在黑暗中怎么样走过黑暗，成为得胜者。今天我就要和大家分享以斯拉的经历。
God has revealed Himself in this book, the Bible, and we also can find an example how we go through the darkness, in the midst of darkness, how we can shine for Jesus. Here we can find an example in the book of Ezra.
很多人知道圣经有一本以斯拉记。
We all know that we have the book named Ezra in the Bible.
但是我们对以斯拉不熟悉。
But we're not really familiar to this person, Ezra.
而他也确实在当时所处的那个环境里，他没有显赫的高官。
Actually, Ezra has no higher position in that time, during that time.
他个人的性格也非常的低调。别人
Yeah, and then his attitude is so low profile.
有别人与他为敌的时候，他会自己跪下来哭泣，抓自己的头发。
So he would scratch his head and kneel down, and whenever somebody attacked him or ridiculed about him.
可是神却拣选了这样一个平凡的以斯拉，让我们看见黑暗里的曙光。
But God chose this kind of person, Ezra, then we can see the light in the middle of darkness.
以斯拉所处的环境是怎样的黑暗呢？
What kind of circumstance or situation that Israel is facing during that time?
首先我们要知道犹太人在那个时候已经没有国家，没有属于他们自己的地图了。
We know the people, the Jewish at that time, the people of Judah has no home at that time. They are lost their home already.
连他们要敬拜的地点，圣殿都被巴比伦的军队放了火烧了。
They didn't really have the place to worship. The temple of worship already been destroyed by the Babylonians.
巴比伦的王派大军有三次掳掠耶路撒冷城，把年轻聪明的像但以理掳走了。
There were three times of captivity of people of Judah by the army of Babylonians, including like Daniel and Ezra.
把官长、贵胄，甚至最后连犹大的王都掳到巴比伦。
It includes the kings, officials, magistrate, or the governor of the people of Judah. They've been captivated to by the Babylonians.
所以人们所经历的就是家破人亡，对未来没有盼望。
So they had lost their hope, and what they experience is a brokenness.
但是就在这样一个黑暗的时候，以色列民他们被巴比伦掳，后来经历了波斯帝国的统治。
So this was the time after the reign of the Babylonian. It comes to the times when the king of Persia reigned.
在巴比伦帝国统治的时候，我们也知道犹太人几乎要被亡国灭种，若不是有一个以斯帖的祷告。
And we also know that during the reign of the Babylonians, the people of Judah almost destroyed, completely banished, because of the Esther, they are rescued. So we still have a remnant of Israel.
所以如果你觉得今天的现今世代黑暗，我相信你会同意，那时候以色列人所处的环境更黑暗。
If you really can experience darkness now in today, you can feel the darkness during the Ezra.
但是我们也知道，圣经告诉我们，当洪水泛滥的时候，谁坐着为王
？But we know when the storm is over the sea, we know who is enthroned above.
我们所敬拜的耶和华神坐着为王，而且直到永远。阿门。
But our Lord Yahweh, He's enthroned above. He's a King. He's reigned forever.
所以当以色列人进入波斯帝国统治的时候，一个完全不认识耶和华神的古列大帝竟然下诏要让犹太人归回故土。
So at that time the king Cyrus of Persia announced that the people of Judah can go back to the Jerusalem and ordered them to go back.
那一段的历史就记载在圣经以斯拉记一开头的地方。
It's recorded in the beginning of the book of Ezra in the Bible.
古列王波斯的古列王他说，耶和华激动他的心，要让犹太人回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
So this is what the Cyprus king of Persia said, because God provoked my heart and I gave the order to ask the people of Judah to go back to Jerusalem.
许多人不相信一个完全不认识神的古列怎么会如此下诏。
They couldn't understand why the king who doesn't know God Jehovah can order the people, command the people to go back to Jerusalem.
直到19世纪考古学家发现了古列名筒。
Until the 19th century, the archaeologists they find out something.
Cyprus
is a Cyrus cylinder.
他们研读上面的楔形文，发现果然和圣经以斯拉记第一章开头所记载的完全吻合。
So they study the word on this Cyprus cylinder, and they found out the words on this cylinder actually is.Very accurate, just like the words recorded in the first beginning of the book Ezra.
这一位波斯王古列不但让犹太人回去，他还说我要打开府库，让所有耶和华殿里面曾经被巴比伦所掳的一切的物件，都要跟随以色列人一起回到耶路撒冷。
Not only did he announce the people of Judah to go back to Jerusalem, but he also opened his garage or store to take back all the vessel that they used to be in the temple of Jerusalem. They take all this vessel back to the Jerusalem.
所以犹太人三次回到故居，而其中最关键的人物就是我们刚刚讲到的以斯拉。
So three times the people of Judah are back to the Jerusalem. That among all these people is include Ezra.
我们来看圣经怎么样形容以斯拉。说
Now we see how the Bible describes this person Ezra.
说以斯拉从巴比伦上来，他是一个敏捷的文士，通达耶和华以色列神所赐摩西的律法书。
It said that this Ezra actually came out from Babylon. He was a teacher, well versed in the law of Moses, which the Lord, the God of Israel.
下面我用的图片哈，是我们播种在制作以斯拉记的时候，我们特别请画家根据圣经的描述，把以斯拉的这个样貌呈现给大家。所以我们不知道以斯拉真正长相如何，但是有一天在天上我们会看见他。
So you can see the picture at the corner of this slide. Actually, in my organization, I asked some people to draw what Ezra looked like. We don't know what actually Ezra looking, but someday in the future or in heaven, we can ask and we can see how Ezra is looking.
但是他确实就是一个学者。
He is actually a scholar.
他是从巴比伦上来，因为他的祖先是祭司，圣殿被毁的时候他们全部掳到巴比伦。
So actually his ancestor was a priest, and then he was captivated to Babylon with all this group of people.
刚刚讲过他没有高官爵位，他只是一个文士。
He didn't hold a high position, he just a scribe.
文士就是抄写圣经传讲神的话语的人。
Scribe is a person who convey the message of God, or also to write the word of God.
如果是当时你我活在波斯帝国，我们到底是要选择研读耶和华神的律法，还是要选择研读波斯帝国当时大多数的人，包括君王、宰相？所相信的那个拜火教呢？
So whether we okay, you can imagine how the people of Judah in captivity, where what they choose, are they going to read the book of a Bible, the word of God, or they choose to read the scripture and read the literature of the Persia, because at that time they believe in a Zoroastrian, that kind of belief. Are they reading those kind of books, or they reading the word of God?
但是以色拉选了一个和众人不一样的，他坚守耶和华神对耶和华神的信心。
But Ezra chose to read the word of God, chose to have the firm heart toward the Lord.
所以圣经形容他非常的敏捷，也就是说他的知识全备。
So the Bible describes him as very knowledgeable, intellectual, well versed in the law of Moses.
那么波斯王差遣他要回到耶路撒冷去做什么呢？ 我们请弟兄帮我们念英文的经文，弟兄姐妹可以看中文。
So we can, what did the, what?
What did the emperor?
What did the emperor ask Ezra to go back to
yeah.
do?
Yes.
Okay,
read the scripture is
okay.
up there.
Read the scripture there. And you, Ezra, in accordance with the wisdom of your God, which you possess, appoint magistrates and judges to administer justice to all the people of Trans-Euphrates, all who know the laws of your God, and you are to teach any who do not know them.
所以很奇妙的，王差派以斯拉回去，竟然是要把那些通晓耶和华神律法的人，派他们做法官。 派他们做政府的官员来治理犹大。So
he ordered Ezra to appoint all these magistrates and judges to administer justice among all these people. Then who are these magistrates and judges? They are the people of Judah, who knows the law of Moses very well.
所以我们就看见在黑暗里竟然发生了这样的一个奇迹。So
we can see the miracles in the midst of darkness.
这是神的作为。
That is the word of God.
而这个波斯王甚至告诉以斯拉，如果有人不听，不听从耶和华神的律法，还有王所颁布的这个命令，这些人可以被定罪、被治死，甚至充军、抄家或关在监牢里。
So the king of Persia also said, whoever does not obey the law of your God, the law of the king, he must surely be be punished by death, banishment, confiscation of property, or imprisonment.
所以一个外邦的王竟然遵从耶和华神的律法到这样的一个地步。So
you can see a Gentile king obey the law of God.
所以今天很多弟兄姐妹会问我说, Susan,
So many people, brother and sister ask me, Susan,
每次我们要投票，我都不知道该投谁。
So every time when we cast a vote, we don't know who we cast the vote to.
从波斯王他的看见，其实我们就知道，唯有那心里尊重耶和华神律法的人，他才能够带给这个社会以及带给我们的国家有好的指望。
From this example of King of Cyprus, we know who is able to administer or claim the justice of all these people. Only those who obey the law of Moses, the law of God, he is able to administer the nation.
所以以斯拉回去之后，如果我们来看他做了哪些事。 我在这里告诉大家，他恢复了圣殿的敬拜，他把耶和华神的律法教导给当时的百姓，重建了犹大社会的制度，甚至还撰写了圣经的历史书《历代志》《上下》《以斯拉》《尼希米记》，整理了摩西五经，为以色列历史中最黑暗的五百年保持了他们传承的信仰。
So what did actually Ezra do when he went back to Jerusalem? These are the four things that he did. The first thing is he restored the worship of the temple. And the second, he asked the people to continue to teach the commandments and the law of the God Jehovah. And he also restored the Jewish society system as well as the write down and then edit all the book of historical book in the Bible.
所以当耶稣来的时候，在地上传讲信息，以及后来门徒传扬福音的真道的时候，他们多次引用圣经上的经文。
This is why when during Jesus' time, the disciples and Jesus, they can refer back to the Old Testament, refer back to this book.
这个信仰的传承，其中最关键就是以斯拉的贡献。因此他在黑暗的时代传承了信仰，为耶稣基督的再来铺下道路，带来黎明的曙光。
So we can see that how Ezra paved the path for the coming of Jesus because of his contribution at that time. We can see the light shining out in the midst of darkness.
所以圣经很清楚把以斯拉的故事写给我们在黑暗里的今天的你我。那我们可以学到什么功课呢？
So what kind of lesson we can learn from the pages of Ezra and how we can apply what we can learn here in our today's situation?
在黑暗中，神仍然掌权。
God still reigns in the midst of darkness.
所以我们不要看环境，我们里面要坚定我们的信心。
So we need to have a firm faith in our heart. We need to look upon the Lord, not look at our surrounding.
而且不管我们是多么的平凡，
no matter how ordinary we are,
我们可以成为卓越，像以斯拉一样。
We can be a distinguished and excellent person like Ezra.
发挥我们的影响力。
We can expand our influence.
以斯拉只是一个研读圣经的人。
Ezra actually is a person who read the word of God.
没有高官，
he hold no higher position.
没有显赫的背景。
Position. He has no bright and then glorious background.
所以如果今天我们只是一个学生，或者我们只是在公司里的一个职员，
maybe we're just an employee in one company or we're just a student.
我们一样可以成为卓越。
You can be distinguished.
在我们所做的事上，我们靠着神给我们的智慧和力量，发出我们的光。
We still can get the wisdom, or we still can have the wisdom of God, and then we can shine out, shine our in the midst of darkness, shine for Jesus.
就像以斯拉被波斯王看见了，就差派他回到耶路撒冷。
Just like the Ezra was found by the king of Persia and then command him to go back.
而当我们持定我们的信仰，我们愿意发挥我们的影响力，弟兄姐妹，我们专心一致，不偏左右，遵行耶和华神的律法。
So we hold on to our faith and then we stand on the word of God and we have a firm faith in our heart.
以上这三点就是接下来我要和大家分享的。第一，我们不看环境。
So this is the first point I'm going to share with you. First, don't look at the surrounding.
坚定持守盼望。
Hold on to your hope.
在黑暗的时候，我们几乎要觉得撑不下去的时候。
If we cannot persist in the middle of darkness during that kind of situation.
在圣经里有告诉我们，我们仍然可以等候主，好像守夜的等候天亮。
So we from the Bible we can see we still can wait for the Lord just like the watchman wait for the Lord wait for the morning.
我们都知道，如果在很重要的政府机关或者是军事基地都有守夜的卫兵。
We see in the government, even in the army, in the camp, army camp, we can find a watchman.
如果一个新兵被派到这个工作要守夜，可能会非常的疲倦，到了半夜可能就一直要打瞌睡。
So it's a very tiring job to be the watchman. In the midnight, he might feel sleepy.
但是第一天如此，第二天如此。
For a new watchman, he as for the first day might be tiring, but day after day.
经过一段时间的操练之后， 它里面的耐力就产生了。
So after day by day, and then that kind of persistent of perseverance or patience in his heart keep growing and keep growing.
而且他知道黎明一定要来临的。
Because he knows that dawn will come.
所以弟兄姐妹，在圣经里，神已经告诉我们，从启示录里面告诉我们，那个永远的荣耀是一定要来临的。
So the book of Revelation is said that.That dawnings will come as, will come.
当撒旦的诡计让耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的时候，他以为他得胜了，其实黎明的曙光正向我们展开。
When Satan feels that he has already claimed the victory over Jesus when Jesus died on the cross, but eventually it is Jesus who will bring the victory.
所以今天如果我们以为黑暗好像胜过了我们，哦，弟兄姐妹，你要知道黎明的曙光一定会来临。
So if you think that the darkness will overcome the light, you need to you need to wait until because the dawn will come even after the darkness.
不但神的应许，那未来的黎明会来，而且就在今天，神应许要帮助你。
Not only did God promise the dawn will come in the future, but today and this time, in this moment, God also promised we can have a dawn in the midst of darkness.
我强调过，以斯拉没有任何的背景，因此当他被差派回到犹大的时候，他说：“王允准我一切所求的，是因为我们一起来念好吗？”耶和华他神的手帮助他。
Esther has no background. He has no glorious background. So the only thing he can rely on is God. So he is that when he go back to the Jerusalem, it is the hand of the Lord his God was on him that he can prosper.
所以如果我们对就业的市场失去盼望，我们对孩子的教育觉得未来的教育制度没有信心，我们可以祷告，而神一定会帮助我们。
We know that God really can help us. If you feel that in the future the educational system cannot be as perfect as now, as it's not that perfect, you can rely on God for the wisdom, and God will find a way for you.
没有事情是太大。神不能做，也没有事情是太小。上帝说：“你不要来烦我。”
Nothing is bigger or nothing is smaller than God cannot do for you.
耶稣给我们的应许是：你只要相信，凡你所求的，就要赐给你。
Jesus promised to us that whatever you ask of Him, if you believe, it will be given to you.
所以在黑暗的环境中。我们要坚定持守我们的信念。
So in the midst of darkness, we need to hold on to that faith.
下面我们再看怎么样成为卓越，发挥我们的影响力。
This point is how we can be, how can we be excellent, how we can live out to our potential and expand our influence.
一个平凡的以斯拉做着一个平凡的工作，但是他可以成为卓越。
He can be extraordinary, even though what he's doing is ordinary.
他研读耶和华神的律法。
He read the word of God.
这是圣经上给我们指出的一个特质。
This is one of the attributes that the Bible told us.
他没有随从波斯帝国当时流行的那些宗教信仰，一窝蜂的去做一些社会以为很普遍被大众需要的事情。
He didn't follow the way how the people, the normal people is doing at that time in Persia. He didn't follow them.
但是当他研读耶和华神的律法，神的智慧，神的荣耀加添给他。
So when he read the word of God and the glory of God is upon him.
所以虽然他只是一个老师，他只是一个学者，但是他是敏捷的。
Though he is only the scholar, he's only the teacher, but he is so excellent and he's so very intellectual.
如果要把这一个希伯来文敏捷翻译的更完全，不但他知识全备，而且他里面 有充足的信心。
If we can see the word "will" verse in the original Hebrew, it's not only mean that he has of knowledge, but also he is really diligent in the word of God.
所以，如果我们说要兴起发光
，So if we think we want to shine,
在以斯拉的身上，人们可以看见那样的光。
You can see that light in the person of Ezra.
如果今天我只是一个老师，我的学生可以看见我里面有光吗
？So if you see, if you are a teacher, as a student, your student are seeing the light in you as a teacher.
如果我只是一个家庭主妇，在我拖地、在我做饭的过程中，我的家人看得见我里面有光吗
？So if I were the housewife, how could my family members as well as other people can see?The light in me when I'm mopping the floor or when I'm doing the house chores.
所以我们就知道怎么样让我们里面的光发挥出来，就是在神所给我们安排的那个位份上，我们尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力。
So it's with all our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength in the position that God gave us, we do the best we can.
所以无论你在什么样的角色，你都可以为神发出光来。
So no matter what characters, what position you are, you can shine for God.
如果你是一个公司的 CEO,
if you are a CEO of one company,
当你的员工发现你所在乎的不是股票。
If your employees found that you are not concentrating on the stock market,
而是你公司里面员工的福利，他们怎么样每个人可以把自己的潜能发挥？你在乎的是这些合乎真理的事。
But you only concentrate on the benefit of employees, how they can expand the potential, how can they be good, and you care about the benefit.
你就发出了你的光来。
That is the way how you shine your light.
所以我们每一个人都能够在我们的位份上成为卓越，发挥影响力。
So we can be extraordinary in a position, and we can expand our influence.
而我们就在以斯拉的身上看见这样真实的见证。
So we can see that in the person of Ezra.
一个关在房间里面研读耶和华神律法的学者，当他要回到耶路撒冷，竟然在犹太人当中有首领。有官长、立位人、圣殿里敬拜的人，浩浩荡荡的跟随他一起回去。
So when he went back to the Jerusalem, you can see many people like advisor, ministry official, all that get together, and then they all on the way back to the Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们发出光来，你旁边的人会看见，他们会受到你的影响，他们会愿意要来认识。你所认识的神。
So if you really live out your all potential, and the people around you can see the light in you, they will follow, and they will want to know what actually is in you, what you are flowing.
因此，我们可以说，当环境越黑暗，你的光就显得越明亮。
So normally the light is the you can shine your light in the midst of darkness because the darkness actually reflect that the light in you.
所以不要怕黑暗的环境。
Fear not of the darkness.
因为神的话在你里面，就是你脚前的灯，路上的光。
But that word in you is the lamp of my feet and the path of my life.
下面我们再来看，从以斯拉的故事里，我们还能够如何学到经历这样的一个混乱黑暗的时代，我们要看见黎明的曙光呢？
In the midst of chaotic, how we can see the light. So we go to the next point from the story of Ezra.
我们可以从上帝勉励约书亚的一句话得到其中的真谛。
We can see from the encouraging word from God to Joshua, we can learn something from here.
当约书亚在摩西死了之后，要带以色列人进入迦南地。那是他生命中最黑暗的时刻。
After the death of Moses, Joshua was the leader, the new leader for the people of Israel. He is going to lead the people of Israel into the land of Canaan.
因为我们知道迦南地有高大的亚纳族人。
So you see, there's a big giant, gigantic person in the land of Canaan.
耶利哥城是建在一个山坡上，而且有双层的城墙。
So the city of Jericho actually built around with a double layer of wall. So it's a very strong city.
我们的播种的制作团队在影片中还有在手册里也有把耶利哥城的样貌，还有考古学家发掘出来当时他们的城墙多么的坚固，都很清楚的告诉我们。
So in the video that my organization created, they already in the video archaeologists actually find out how strong the city of Jericho, the wall, how strong is it? So you can find it from the video that we organization added.
所以当约书亚要进应许之地的时候，他前面有强敌。
So when Joshua led the people of Israel to go into the land of Canaan, there's a opposition or enemy come against them.
而他所带领的这一群以色列的百姓又是如何呢
？So how's this group of the Israelites?
我们都知道他们是最喜欢埋怨的一群人，对吗
？We know that these people like to complain.
他们不喜欢遵守命令。
They don't like to obey the rule.
常常吵着要回埃及。
They always grumble and complain, and then they want to go back to Egypt.
所以约书亚没有军队，前面还要对付敌人，他怎么办
？So Joshua has no army, and in front of him is another group of enemy.
那是他生命黑暗的时刻。
So that is the moment he faced darkness.
上帝就告诉他这一句话。
So at that time, God said this word to him.
只要刚强，大大壮胆。
Be strong and very courageous.
谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法。
So be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you.
不可偏离左右。
Do not turn from it to the right.
使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
Or to the left, that you may be successful whenever you go.
所以在黑暗的时刻里，神告诉我们刚强壮胆。
So in the midst of darkness, God said to us, be strong and very courageous.
但是不是靠我们自己的聪明和血气。
But that doesn't depend on our own flesh, our own strength.
我们的勇气，我们的力量是来自于神的话。
Our courage and our strength actually come from the word of God.
凡是圣经上所讲的那些良善、公义、正直的事，都是我们选择要去做的。
So all the things like the righteous things and then the good things in the Bible is actually the things that we need to do.
神说，你若照着我所吩咐的去行，你就必然凡事顺利。
So if you follow my ways, you will prosper.
所以我们就想，一个平凡的以斯拉带了许多的官长和他一起回到犹太人的社会。
So you see how the Ezra leads his people, magistrate, official, to go back to Jerusalem.
他遇到很多外敌的攻击。
They have an attack from the enemies, other enemies.
因为耶路撒冷附近的这些居民已经不再是当年正统的犹太人了。
So inhabitants in the land of Jerusalem, at that time actually is not the Jews. No more Jewish people there.
他们不欢迎以斯拉带着王的命令回到犹大。
They didn't welcome the didn't welcome the returning of this people and Ezra.
他们利诱威胁。
They
wanted to bribe him.
Yeah, they tried to bribe
him. They wanted to attack him.
Yeah, attack him. So.
而犹太人也有不支持以斯拉的。
So and among them, some Jews also not really supportive to Joshua, to Ezra.
但是以斯拉刚强壮胆。
But Ezra actually is very courage.
持守神的话。
and hold on to the word of God.
不偏左右。
He didn't go to left and right.
所以诗篇第一篇第一节也告诉我们。
Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 said to us,
怎么样可以得到一切顺利耶和华神从天上赐给我们的福呢？
How we can get the blessing, heavenly blessing from God.
让我们一起来念这一段经文。
Let's read this passage together.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。在希伯来文，有福这一个字。
In Hebrew, the word blessing
还包含着喜乐。
Include joy.
而这个字的用法是一个副词。
The way how this word was used actually is a plural.
是表示那个喜乐，那个祝福是源源不绝，超过想象。
Actually, he explained.This kind of joy is indescribable. It's more than what you can imagine, what you can comprehend.
所以如果你们读英文圣经的翻译，
If you read in the English translation,
他们会一开始就说 How blessed.
So if you see your Bible, the English one translation is begins with the How blessed.
所以如果弟兄姐妹，我们遵行耶和华神的律法，人们看到我们的时候会说How blessed!
So, if you really follow the way of God, the Lord of God, and the Word of God, when people see you, they will say, "Oh, how blessed you are!"
什么样的事情，什么样的景观，会让你用一个 "how" 来形容
？What kind of situation or vicinity that you can say or declare how?
如果你去了美国国家公园，看到Grand Canyon.
If you go to the Grand Canyon National Park,
那样的壮观，你会说哇，好宏伟啊！
Why is so gigantic? Is so extraordinary? You say how? Wow!
我知道很多弟兄喜欢车子，买了一辆新车的时候，哇，好棒啊！
So we see a lot of brothers that like to buy cars. When they buy the new car, they say wow.
有一个人工作升迁了，你为他新的工作，还有老板给他的加薪，说哇，他这么幸运啊！
So when someone got a higher position, got promoted, or he got the salary is increased, I said, "Wow, how blessed you are!"
弟兄姐妹，这一节经文就是告诉我们，我们要那样的有福。
So this passage actually tells us.That's how we can live that kind of how blessing.
因为我们的神是乐意施恩给他儿女的神。
But God is willing to bestow His favor on you.
而且他说他的膀臂是有力量的。
He said that His shoulder is full of strength.
他要成就他一切的应许。
He will fulfill all the promise He gave.
在凡相信的人身上。
Those who believe in Him.
所以我们从以斯拉的故事，这个真实的历史，让我们知道在黑暗的时代一定可以走过黑暗，看见曙光的。
So for example, Ezra, in the midst of darkness, we can learn the lesson that in today, we also can claim the victory over the darkness and see the light.
让我们来回顾这三个重点。
Let's review all these three points.
第一，你。
First,
不要看环境，要坚定持守你的信仰。
Don't look at the surrounding, but hold on to your faith.
第二，你要成为卓越，发挥影响力。
Being extraordinary, expand your potential.
第三，你要不偏左右，遵行神的话。
Don't go astray, but follow the word of God.
圣经在启示录告诉我们，得胜的。
In Revelation, we can see the one who is victorious.
我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐。
So I will give the right to sit with me on my throne.
就如我得了胜。
Just as I was victorious.
在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
And sat down with my father on his throne.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们就看见。
So brother and sister, now we can see.
每一个黑暗的时代。
Every a period of darkness.
就是一个挑战。
It's a challenge.
就是一个功课。
It's a lesson.
当我们胜过了这个功课。
If we can claim the victory over this lesson.
上帝就将我们往上。更大的福分指示给我们。
He will lift us up and give us abundant blessing.
一直到有一天。
Until one day.
在永恒里。
In eternity.
我们都要与基督同作王，直到永远。
We will reign together with Jesus forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
所以在黑暗里，我们必然会看见曙光，迎向曙光。
So in the midst of darkness, we can see the light, and dawn is coming.
愿神的话祝福我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
May the word of God can be a blessing to all of us here, brother and sister.
谢谢。